Military ruler General Al-Burhan says the army is preparing to leave the political scene so the country's political forces should reach a consensus on a transitional civilian-led government. Addressing hundreds of military officers in Khartoum over the weekend, General Al-Burhan reaffirmed the army's commitment to ensuring that Sudan is stable and a civilian government is created. He blamed civilian political forces for dragging their feet on reaching a consensus amongst themselves.
Any document that is table for dialogue should be discussed. All the political forces should sit and legislate and amend what is needed. Anything related to the army will not be compromised. We will not allow anybody to decide on our behalf. We are responsible for what we are saying and we are ready to die for it.
Sudanese political parties have yet to agree on a unified platform which could allow them to establish a government. The Forces for Freedom and Change, or FFC Coalition, a group of political parties that signed a power-sharing deal with the military in August 2019, continues to reject an agreement before an end to the country's military rule. Al-Burhan says Sudan cannot continue without a proper government structure.
The situation in the country is no longer bearing any risk as any party is holding its own document or initiative. Each party is trying to pull others to follow them. We will not follow anybody. We are here to serve the interests of this nation.
Speaking to this program via a messaging application in Khartoum, FFC member Mahassin Khalifa says Al-Burhan has no legitimacy to decide the fate of the country. Khalifa says the past year of military rule has proven that the army has failed to run the country and should leave the political scene altogether. She says the FFC remains committed to a political settlement and shall continue to work with who she calls loyalists in the army.
We still have national loyalists within the Sudan army, and we don't expect them to follow any party or political forces. We expect them to be a professional army with the responsibility to defend the territory of this country.
Efforts by the United Nations and the African Union to bring different Sudanese forces to a consensus have yet to register any progress. The parties continue to demand that the military immediately end the coup. Musab Muhammad Ali, a political science lecturer at Nilen University, says the only way forward is through a political dialogue among the parties. He says even though the army has committed to turning over the government to civilians, the parties should not commit the mistake of excluding young people holding protests on the streets.
I do not expect any successful political compromise without involving the young people, who are the majority of those behind the Sudanese revolution. Exclusion of this category could affect political stability in the future.
Pro-democracy Sudanese continue to protest on the streets, demanding an end to military rule and establishment of a civilian-led transitional government. Security forces have continued to suppress the protesters, killing more than 100 people and injuring about 7,000 others since the protests began, according to the Sudanese Doctors' Central Committee. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.